Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. Learning language can be difficult, and it can take a long time if you use traditional learning methods. But if you use the Adept English Listen and Learn method, where you focus on listening and improving your understanding first, then learning English speaking is much easier, and you'll be learning English grammar automatically as you go along. Learn English online with Adept English. Something which comes to people's minds at Christmas, and this is not about the religious, the Christian part of Christmas, people think of charities, and they possibly make donations. Charities, charities, they're organisations that aren't there to make a profit. They're not businesses making money. They're organisations which raise money for good causes, for people in situations which need money, need help. So some examples of charities or charitable organisations which operate overseas outside of Great Britain are the Red Cross, Oxfam, and Save the Children. And an example of a French-founded charity is Médecins Sans Frontières, or as it gets called now, Doctors Without Borders. So the plural of this word is charities, with an IES at the end. And the singular, when you're speaking of one charitable organisation, is a charity, with a Y at the end, C-H-A-R-I-T-Y. And if you talk about charity without saying a charity, you make it one of those uncountable nouns like water. Charity then means the concept, the idea of helping other people without any direct benefit to yourself, just because it's a good thing to do. So one of the things that happens at Christmas, people tend to make a donation. That means they give money to a particular charity. Or they might buy charity Christmas cards. So if you buy charity Christmas cards, the name of the charity is printed on the back of the card, and some of the money that you've paid for the Christmas cards goes to the charity. Usually it's not that much money that goes from the sale of Christmas cards to the charity, but it still raises the profile of the charity. It raises people's awareness of that charity. If people look on the back of your Christmas card and see Oxfam or Save the Children, so it's a good thing. Just pausing there a minute in this podcast to remind you of our course 1 Activate Your Listening. So if you really like our podcasts, but you need more help and more practice understanding English, learning language which is spoken, then Activate Your Listening will really help you. It's a listen and learn course, obviously, because it's from Adept English, and it gives you recordings which are rather like podcasts, but each one is followed by what I call a vocabulary explanation. So these vocabulary explanation recordings mean I go through all the words I've used, step by step, all in English, of course, and I explain the meaning. So that enables you to understand and remember much more English this way. It means you can listen to the first recording again. Maybe you don't understand much to start with, but after you've heard the explanation, you don't need a dictionary, but you understand much more. So it takes you away from translation And it gives you the pleasure of being able to listen to spoken English and understand it. It's much better for your fluency. It helps you learn English the natural way. So Course 1 Activate Your Listening also has English conversation so that you can practice understanding other people speaking English as well as me. So back to charities. There are a lot of British charities, and charities which are based in the UK are known all across the world. So I've mentioned several of the charities which do really good work in countries where people need help, sometimes humanitarian aid. So again, Oxfam, British Red Cross, Save the Children, those kinds of organisations. Humanitarian aid means help or assistance for people who are in a really bad situation. They may be injured, ill, they've suffered through natural disasters or war, and they have no food or water or health support. So charities work round the world helping people in these situations to stay alive until the government of the country moves to start sorting the problem out. Humanitarian means supporting the well-being of human beings. In the UK, we have lots of domestic charities too. Domestic means at home. Charitable organisations which look after the welfare of certain groups or look after particular concerns. These are the names of organisations which everyone in the UK knows. So here are some of the best known charities. There are charities to do with health and well-being. So ones like Cancer Research, the British Heart Foundation, or Great Ormond Street. So Cancer Research raises money to help research the causes and treatments for cancer, C-A-N-C-E-R, which is an illness which sometimes kills people and which people all over the world get. The British Heart Foundation does the same sort of work, raising money for research into illness and conditions of the heart. Your heart, H-E-A-R-T, is the organ in your body which makes your blood go round and your heart goes ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Most high streets in towns in the UK have charity shops, either for Cancer Research or the British Heart Foundation. And you take in your unwanted items, things you finish with, things you don't want anymore, clothes, household items, books, games, and you donate them. You give them to the charity, and then the charity shop sells them to make money. It's really good for recycling. Great Ormond Street is a leading children's hospital in London, leading research into illness and conditions, especially complex children's health conditions. We also have a lot of animal charities in the UK. The RSPCA is probably the best known. That's the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, and it's one of our most popular charities. Prevention means stopping something, and cruelty means hurting animals, treating them badly. So the RSPCA do a lot of work with animal welfare, checking that people are looking after their animals properly and prosecuting them through the court if people don't do this. You can go to prison for badly treating an animal. The RSPCA also rescues animals and has animal shelters for animals to live in while they seek a new home. The WWF, or the World Wide Fund for Nature, is another famous animal charity which again raises money to support the health and welfare of animals all over the world. The WWF isn't specifically British though. It was founded by conservationists from a number of different countries. In the UK, we also have the RSPB, the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds. That's another animal charity. Two more British charities which are well known and which people may remember at Christmas. The first is MIND, M-I-N-D, which is a British charity which raises money and looks after people with mental health problems. It offers advice and support for people who are struggling with depression and other conditions. And the second one is SHELTER. This is an organisation for people who are homeless Although the UK has a strong economy, it's a well-off, rich country in the world, there are still people who are homeless, who live on the streets. It's cold here too, so usually they have a lot of health problems, and it's really horrible living on the streets, especially in the winter. So Shelter is one of the charities which is concerned with supporting and helping homeless people. People who don't have a home are homeless. And if you're really motivated to help at Christmas, you can donate, give money to help homeless people. But you can also offer your help. Go and serve Christmas dinner or sit and talk to homeless people at Christmas if you want to do something good. There are so many other charities I could list, like the National Trust, the Alzheimer's Society, the Samaritans, Help for Heroes, the RNLI, all of which do different kinds of good, important work, and which ensure that the interests that they represent are made known to politicians in Parliament as well. So that's a very quick look at Britain's charity sector, some of the well-known organisations and what they do to help you practice your understanding of English. Learning language is more enjoyable with adept English, and you get to listen to something real, authentic. I speak to you like I would to a friend. This also helps you learn English speaking and improve your spoken English. Learning languages is easier if you do it the natural way, understanding first. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.